This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Fire danger is high on the Front Range and the Eastern Plains today. CPR's Haley May reports on the conditions.
Forecasters say warm downslope winds moving over the Rockies will push temperatures into the upper 60s Thursday and 70s by the weekend. That mix of heat, wind, and dry air could create critical fire weather conditions through Saturday. Thursday is expected to be the windiest, with gusts up to 90 miles per hour possible near Boulder. Xcel Energy says it's preparing for possible wildfire risk and outages. Haley May, CPR News.
And we've got a team watching today's conditions closely. You can also find updates at CPR.org. Denver International Airport is asking for donations to help federal workers. TSA officers have been working without pay during the partial federal government shutdown. DIA expects more than 1 million passengers to pass through security in the coming weeks as students go on spring break. Angela Grana is the regional vice president of a union representing TSA officers in Colorado. She expects more officers to resign.
It's hard to ask an employee to choose between continuing the mission of the oath that they took or their family. It's a hard choice, and not everybody can do that. It's a big ask to ask these officers show up again and again, up to work, and no paycheck.
Last year, TSA officers worked 43 days without pay. That was the longest shutdown in U.S. history. And the widow of slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk is now on the board of visitors for the U.S. Air Force Academy. Erica Kirk was appointed by the president. Her husband had served on the board before he was assassinated. The body serves as an advisory committee on matters related to the academy. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.